Today, my wife and I decided to keep our seventh grade daughter home from school because of a viral threat that has families across the country on edge. And I'm not talking about COVID-19. School threats posted to the social media app TikTok have prompted school administrators in a number of states to bring police officers onto campus. In Houston, several schools are banning backpacks, and some districts in California have just canceled classes. For more on this, we're joined by Kim Lyons. She's deputy news editor at The Verge, and she's been reporting on this story today. Kim, it's good to speak with you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
I think the number one question that parents have right now is, are these threats credible, and what are they?
Yeah, so that is a good question, and the short answer is we actually don't really know at this point. You know, even at the districts where they've closed school or made decisions to have classes remotely, we haven't talked to people who have actually seen a post with a threat. They've said, we were told of a specific threat or we heard of a threat. So it's one of those things where we're trying to sort of find the source, and that's really proving a challenge. Most of the law enforcement that we've spoken to or that we've seen in other parts of the country have said it's not credible, but they understand the concern. School districts can't be too careful, unfortunately.
So are you saying we don't really know yet how or why this started?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out, you know, there's a lot of challenges on TikTok. This is a thing that's sort of, it's almost like the equivalent of a chain email or a chain letter where you pass it on to the next person. So it sort of behaves that way where one person posts something, someone else picks it up, and then it sort of snowballs from there. And there's different challenges to sort of do acts of mischief. I think one of them was taking things from school was one of the challenges. There was another one that was not quite as funny. It was called Slap a Teacher Challenge. That turned out to be fake. But this started bubbling up on social media yesterday and the day before that there was this challenge to do violence in school districts, whether it was a shooting or a bombing. We've seen kind of both versions of that. But it's hard to know where it began because a lot of what we're seeing today is like that self-perpetuating, right? Like one student saw it, another one saw it. Oh, I saw this on TikTok, and then they pass it on.
We got a note from our middle school principal that there would be police on campus today. We mentioned that some districts in the country are canceling classes. What is the range of reactions that schools are having that you've seen?
Larger districts have tended to err on the side of having a police presence at the school, and smaller districts seem to be kind of focused on maybe we cancel classes or we have classes go remote today. So yeah, it really does run the gamut, but that's the sort of the pattern I've seen so far.
The context here is important because this comes just a couple of weeks after that terrible school shooting in Michigan. Yeah. And even if these threats are not credible, the fear is palpable. That is real.
Of course. So talk about
that, the impact that it's having on kids, on parents, and also the teachers and staff who are at these schools.
Right. And also this week was the anniversary of the Sandy Hook shooting in Connecticut. So, you know, parents are already on edge. I mean, I'm a parent myself. You know, I understand the sort of fear. A lot of kids also are expressing fear. You know, some of the TikToks that we've seen are, like I said, kids reacting to the news that they've heard about this. You know, I have seen from some teenagers that they're kind of angry, you know, that this isn't funny to a lot of them, you know, that it may be a prank. It may be just, you know, to try to get a day off of school. But for a lot of these kids, it's really traumatic and it dredges up a lot of feelings of not feeling safe in their schools. And this is just adding to that sort of fear that's always in the back of their minds.
Is TikTok doing anything about this? You had mentioned the Slap the Teacher Challenge. Also, that there was the Devious Licks Challenge. That's where the kids were vandalizing bathrooms in the school. I mean, how is the platform? What's the platform doing to stop this?
Yeah, that's a question we put to them last night. And, you know, they tweeted out a statement that they take even rumored threats with the utmost seriousness, working with law enforcement to look into warnings about violence at schools, even though they say they haven't found evidence of such threats originating or spreading via TikTok. You know, that was sort of their statement yesterday. The platform has taken some steps previously, but I think this is something they're going to have to confront a little more directly than sort of reacting whenever one of these challenges pops up, because this kind of challenge is really, obviously, it has widespread implications. I mean, we have one report that, you know, we're looking into right now of a school district in Maryland where a 13-year-old student saw something on TikTok, created a fake Instagram account, and went ahead and made a threat against his middle school. He said it was just a joke. He was just kidding around. He since deleted it. But, you know, police are taking it very seriously and saying, you know, he may face charges. So even if kids are just kind of fooling around or think it's a joke, they may not understand the implications, even if they don't have a gun or they don't have intentions, that it has implications for them beyond just posting something on social media.
Yeah. And as we're learning, once a virus gets loose, it's hard to stop the spread. Kim Lyons is deputy news editor at The Verge. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.